first reading is taken from Genesis chapter 46, verse 1. When Israel set out on his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Christmas, and I expect most of us received a present or two. I've brought a few of mine with me. And if someone aged 5, whose name begins with V, would like to help, would she like to come up? And Joshua, you coming too, I'm going to ask you to hold some things, okay, as I unpack my bag. Now, I got here something nice and warm. And I think it goes something like this. And I've got a hat here. Would you like to hold that for me? Got here some chocolates. Would you like to hold that? I've got something here that really smells nice. Who got something smelly? Yes. Yeah, shower gel. I'm set up for shower gel for the next year. Right. Like that. And I've got something here that's really pretty. Anybody get anything pretty? Here we are. Would you like to hold that, Joshua? And, I've got here, I've got a puzzle. It's Brussels sprouts.
There's some of it.
Oh, there's some more there, yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. It says it's dastardly difficult. And I can tell you that it is. I wasn't able to do it. If anybody would like to have a go, there's 100 pieces. If you can put it together, that's great. And I've got some, what are they called? Monty Bojangles. These are delicious. Joshua, they're mine. And last of all, I've got something, and I think that this was a particularly special present. Have you ever heard of the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse? Has anybody ever heard of it? You've heard of the title? It is a beautiful book. And it's got lots of lovely pictures. And it's quite simple. Look. Can you see that? Yeah. And it took me about 20 minutes to read it. So then I read it again. But it's beautiful. I can really recommend that. But after I thought about it a bit, I realized it was a lot about simplicity. And I'm supposed to be thinking about simplicity for the Lent course we're going to be doing. This is a trailer. And we're going to be doing other things too, but they're all aspects of living well. So I'm going to practice today. I'm going to practice doing this simply. The book says, these are some, could you put these in the, with the rest of the sprout pieces? Perhaps you could help. Would you like to go and sit down now? Yeah, you can take these with you and you give them back to me later. When you've done the puzzle. Okay?
They might be less than I...
Yeah. That Joshua, that is okay. So the book says that it speaks to every age, whether you're 8 or 80, and I guess you could go lower and higher. So I'm hoping today that what I'm going to say will be true whether you're 8 or less, or 80 or more. We've just had a Bible reading from the Old Testament, and we'll have a psalm later, and a gospel reading, and after each reading, I'll hope to guide our thinking a little. The reading we've just had is about a man called Jacob and his son, Joseph, who lived a long way away. Jacob is now a very old man, and he hasn't seen his son for a very long time. In fact, he thought his son was dead. But now, he's been invited to leave his home and to travel to Egypt to meet up with his son. The reading holds a simple truth, and I'm hoping that it might speak to us about leaving the safety of where we are to travel to somewhere foreign and strange, somewhere we don't know, somewhere we've never been before. I wonder what help it might be to us as we leave the old year behind and everything that has happened. I'm speaking about moving into a new year and what might help us to do that. Old Jacob is afraid. So God very kindly speaks to him in a dream. And he reassures him. Don't be afraid, he says. I'm with you, and it will all turn out all right in the end. So pack up, leave the past behind, and go forward into the future. From the beginning of December here, we've been thinking about hope. Well, about elections as well, but about hope is what we've been focusing on at this church. We thought that it was the best theme for this year because we all need hope to keep us warm. And everything was looking so gloomy. We can't live without hope. When we turn on the news, it can be pretty depressing, and it can make us very sad and worried, afraid. There are good things happening too, of course. But there is quite a bit to be worried about. Times are uncertain. And over everything hangs the threat of climate change, which is already affecting some people massively, even in this country, with floods. And then there are freak things happening on the other side of the world, like erupting volcanoes. But God tells Jacob not to be afraid. And he tells us too, not to be afraid. Why? Because even if it's scary, he will be with us. And we take our Christmas hope to keep us warm. So this is the first thing we can take with us. Do not be afraid. God is with us. Emmanuel, our Christmas hope.
This past week.
The second reading is taken from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in uproar. The kingdoms totter. He utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Psalm 46 is, I think, a wonderful psalm. It spoke to me powerfully when the Twin Towers collapsed and all they stood for. It speaks in times of hurricane, earthquake, erupting volcanoes, fire and typhoons. It speaks in times of flood. Life really can be scary. Where can we find safety? Psalm 46 tells us God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and even if the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. No matter what happens, it says, do not be afraid. God is still there. It is all right. Be still, it says, and know that I am God. Don't let it all terrify you. Climate change and wars and famines. God says, I will triumph in the end. I will be exalted. Some years ago, I went to Jordan. While I was there, we went to a Crusader castle in a very forlorn and wild place. Inside the thick, thick walls, I stood and looked out of the narrow slit windows. As long as the Crusaders remained in their fortress, their enemies didn't stand a chance. I felt safe. The Crusaders must have felt protected from their enemies all those centuries ago. The fortress still stands strong and firm. The psalm ends, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. How good, how safe is that? Psalm 46 isn't the only psalm that refers to God as a refuge. There are more than a dozen references. Psalm 9, verse 9, speaks of God as a refuge for the oppressed. Psalm 14:6, a refuge for the poor. Psalm 46 is supremely a psalm for climate change. But we can have inner climate changes too, inner storms. Have you ever found God to be a refuge and your strength? How do you find that place of safety and stillness in times of stress? How do you find ways of entering into the fortress of God? The ancient Celts had plenty of dangers to confront them. And I expect they were pretty scared at times. So they found ways of feeling safe. This is one of their prayers. They would stand and draw a circle around themselves. Circle me, O God. Keep hope within, despair without. Circle me, O God. Keep peace within. Keep turmoil out. Circle me, O God. Keep calm within. Keep storms without. Circle me, O God. Keep strength within. Keep weakness out. Do not be afraid. God is with us. The earthly father of Jesus, and this is much later on in history, but God uses a dream again to speak to a man who was to do something unusual. It was a warning kind of dream rather than a reassuring kind of dream. God had a plan to keep his son safe. The baby son, the son of God, the son of Joseph and Mary. A little boy about that size. This Joseph was being told what to do to keep this little boy safe. He was to leave straight away for Egypt until bad King Herod had died and it was safe to come home again. And then he would go to live in a place called Nazareth, well out of the way of Herod's son. Troubling and dangerous times. But trusting and obeying God would keep them safe and out of harm's way. They would be refugees, of course. There are so many people who have to leave home, who have to flee for safety because of wars and unpleasant rulers, because of famine. And that must be a very scary thing to do. And we have people in our congregation sometimes who fall into that category, who have had to leave home and have become refugees. It's comforting to know that Jesus started life as a refugee with his parents. God identifies with refugees, with the homeless and displaced. He's with us in troubling circumstances and times. And God is working his purposes out as year succeeds on year. So what can we take with us into the new year to keep us warm? Don't be afraid. God is with us. God is our refuge and our strength, our fortress. Trust God and do what he says. Don't be afraid because God is with us. Emmanuel. That's our Christmas hope. God is our fortress and we need to take refuge in that fortress. And then we can let the storms rage. We're safe. And finally, we need to trust and obey. So let us leave the past behind. God is doing a new thing. We travel with him. We move into a new year with hope. Amen.